broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium Ballroom in downtown Atlanta for the Women in Technology Women of the Year Awards 2019. Here's your Business Radio X host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from the WIT Women of the Year 2019 Awards from the Georgia Aquarium. I got with me one of the volunteers and one of the directors of the Women in Careers,
special program.
Yeah. We'll call it program. Kira Palmer with Waddy Fletch. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you got to lean in there, Kira, like you want it.
Okay.
So tell us about, first, let's talk about Waddy Fletch. How are you serving folks?
So we are a full-service digital and branding marketing firm. Everything from building a website and SEO and paid ads to complete, beginning, even middle-of-the-road branding.
Do you work with technology firms, startups, things like that?
We do. We work with a lot of them. But we really work with anyone and everyone who needs help. You know, I mean, even your solo entrepreneurs to, you know, your bigger guys. And our two founders before they founded this company, work with the big guys, you know, Home Depot, Coke, all those. So kind of got a large client base from very small to very large.
So now how did you work your way over to WIT?
So I got involved with WIT about a year ago, and I love this organization. It does so much for the community, and especially women in technology. And just attending events and going to the forums, and got to know Penny, you know, the president, pretty well. And
she's got a lot of energy.
She is the most energetic person I have ever met, right. But she is also one of the most wonderful people that I've ever met. So, but after getting to know her and kind of talking to her about my background and nonprofit too, and I run another women's group in Atlanta called the Women Project, and kind of giving her my ideas, we decided that maybe I should get more involved.
That's how she works. She finds the good person and says, hey, come here and do some stuff.
Exactly. She's so good at it. Yeah. And she has an incredible...
And you were happy to do it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And so you just tell me what you need and I will get it done.
And then how did you get involved in the Women in Careers kind of program?
So we are really excited about this. We're going to be talking about it tonight. It is a brand new thing that we're rolling out at the beginning of 2020. And it's basically taking women through the transition in her career. You know, if she's wanting to move on up all the way up to a CEO, or if she wants to be director level, wherever she wants to go in her career, we kind of want to provide her some groundwork and paths and, you know, forums and workshops and just an educational process on how to get there.
So it's kind of gives them a roadmap.
Yes, exactly.
So to get to the next level.
Yes. So we'll have some day workshops, some night classes, an online coaching program.
Wow, this is going to be pretty robust.
It's going to be very robust. There's just four different types of areas in each one. So,
And you designed this program?
Yes, we're wow. We're the very big finishing. Well, I mean, not just me, but
well, come on.
You know,
we all know.
a couple of us, but we're so pumped about it.
Right, this is going to be exciting, and it's very needed because a lot of times a career can plateau, and it could be that you just don't know how to take the next step. So by having somebody there to role model and to show you, hey, you know what? Why don't you step outside? Maybe you have to leave for a minute and then come back. Like, there's
exactly.
different strategies to
exactly.
do this.
And, you know, I find sometimes, too, women who are just, they're so intelligent and they have so much potential, but they may not have ever even been given the tools to know to go ask for the promotion or ask for the
right.
raise or ask for continuing education in their
right.
field. So, you know, it's everything from teaching them the technical side of it, but also providing them a platform to go and tackle what they want to do.
Right. I remember an interview with somebody that was a recruiter, and they said that the women tend not to negotiate and push back on salary.
Absolutely.
And
the
guy always does.
Absolutely. I always say this. I know there's been tremendous amount of studies done on this, but, you know, men, God love them. I love them. But, you know, you guys, you see something and you're 20% qualified already and you're after it
right.
as fast as can be.
Like,
and
well,
women, we look at it and we're like,
100%.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm 98% qualified. Well, I shouldn't
know.
Apply or I shouldn't ask.
Right.
So we're trying to change that narrative.
Right.
And give
but
them
that's
some
part of what is going to happen by getting involved in that careers
Absolutely.
Right program. They're going to learn
Absolutely.
The strategies to do this and
exactly.
and kind of understand this is how it's how the game's played.
Yes, absolutely, 100% correct.
So now, when you come to an event like this, is it the young people seeing all these young people here and Does that get you excited, seeing all the enterprise-level women in leadership?
It
like,
does.
What part gets you most excited?
Well, I mean, the amount of people that we expect tonight is so many, and I think that's incredibly exciting. There's so many women who want to be in this field or even expand their knowledge in this field, and then there's a lot of men here, too, who support that and support, you know, the promotion of women in their companies, which is incredible. It just excites me because the STEM field, you know, for a long, long time was male dominated. And now I think there's a lot of women really coming up in the reins and doing a great job too. So this organization is great. And you'll see tonight, this event is really special. And there's really, you know, as you'll see in the finalists, there's incredible women in this community doing incredible things.
Right. And this is a great way to celebrate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
All right. If somebody wants to get involved with WIT, do you know the coordinates?
Yeah, you can just go to mywit.org. They can go there. We have volunteer orientations sometimes if you want to get involved, or if you just want to come to the events, there's an event section on the webpage, and you can look down. And as you see, there's a table over there that we're advertising for the holiday social coming up on December 3rd at City Springs. So that'll be another awesome event that we're doing.
There are no shortage of events.
No, and you just wait till 2020.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well, thank you so much
thank
for sharing
you so
your story.
Much. I appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you in a little bit at WITS Women of the Year 2019 Awards.